ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கர மத்யமா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சோ we are still seeing the introductory bhashyam, and in that connection I explained the difference between two shastrams of one veda shastra, one veda. The anubandha chatushtayam is different between கர்மகாண்டா அண்ட் ஞானகாண்டா. தெர்ஃபோர் வேத சாஸ்திரம் கன்சிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் டூ வேதா கன்சிஸ்ட் டூ சாஸ்திரம் டூ டிஃபரண்ட் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ் அண்ட் ஒன் டிசிப்ளின் கர்மகாண்டா. ஈவன் தோ தேர் இஸ் தே கம்ப்ளீட்லி டிஃபரண்ட் ஈவன் தோ கர்மா கெனாட் give moksha, still karma serves as indirect means of attainment of moksha by preparing, by enabling the mind become pure and steady, by contributing for antakarana shuddhi and antakarana naishchalyam. Karma kanda also indirectly serves as a means of knowledge. This is what the connection between கர்மகாண்டா அண்ட் ஞானகாண்டா. சோ சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் ஆஃப் கர்மகாண்டா ஆர் கர்ம பர்ஃபார்ம்ட் அஸ் கர்ம யோகா ஈஸ் ஃபார் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் தி மைண்ட் ஃபார் நாலெட்ஜ் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் தி குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் அந்தக்கர சுத்தி அந்தக்கர நைச்சல்யம். வேரஸ் ஞானகாண்டா தி பர்சூட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் going to the disciplines of shravanam. Can you hear me now? So the connection between the two disciplines of the Veda is very clear. So karma yoga is for mental purification, mental steadiness required for knowledge. And jnana yoga or karma kandaha is for attainment of knowledge, and the knowledge is for the attainment of moksha. So knowledge alone is required for moksha. That is made very clear. So now, so Shankaracharya was establishing, we saw in the next, the previous line. So what was Shankara's last word we read? Ataha avidya nivruttau swatmani avasthanam paraprapthihi. Are you able to see that line? Avidya nivruttau swatmani avasthanam paraprapthihi. Paraprapthihi means parasya praptihi paraprapthihi. Attainment of the absolute end. Paraprapthihi means attainment of the absolute end or infinite end, moksha. And what is moksha? Shankaracharya defines swatmani avasthanam is equal to paraprapthihi. Swatmani, swatmani avasthanam, very important, avasthanam, abiding or abidance. Avasthanam is a noun, abiding or abidance. Abidance in one's own self is paraprapthihi, moksha. And when does it, avasthanam, swatmani avasthanam, when does it happen? When is it possible? What does it mean by saying abidance in one's own self? In the wake of the knowledge of the reality, obtaining as essential nature, obtaining as the essential nature of one's own self. In the wake of the knowledge of the reality, obtaining as the very substance of the substantive I, Swarupam of the knower. I'm very repeating it. In the wake of the knowledge of the reality, obtaining as the Swarupam of the knower, I, when the ignorance is resolved, avidya nivruttau. Avidya nivruttau. Avidya nivruttihi means elimination of ignorance or resolution of ignorance. Nivruttau, locative case. When ignorance is resolved. Avidyayaha nivruttau. So, Sati Saptami. When the ignorance is resolved, then when the erroneous self-perception is corrected, when the adhyasaha goes, adhyaropaha goes, then when a person, you have to supply all these things, one gives up identity with the body, mind-sense complex. It's called deha abhimana tyagaha. Deha abhimana tyagaha means giving up the identity with the body, mind, sense complex cognitively, intellectually, or shifting the eye-sense from body, mind, sense complex and resolving it in consciousness in the wake of the knowledge. When the ignorance is resolved, then that is called what? Atmani, Swa-Atmani Avasthanam. Abidance in one's own self, which is Mokshaha. Which means ignorance has to be resolved. Only then Swatmani Avasthanam is possible. Otherwise, you can say just being one's own self. Being one's own self means cognitively giving up the identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex, because of the clear vision of one's own self being the consciousness, the atma, is what being oneself, which is otherwise called Swatmani Avasthanam, which itself is Mokshaha. The Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Ataha avidya nivruttau swa atmani avasthanam paraprapthihi. Ariyamai ningugail taan thannai iruppade mokshathai adaidal. Okay, now Shankaracharya also, now he quotes, he presents a quotation from Taittiriya Upanishad itself. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. He presents a quotation. Abhayam means fearlessness. Pratishtham vindate. Taittiriya Upanishad, second chapter, seventh section, first mantra. Etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati. Ityadi shrutehe. So, don't worry about it. Abhayam pratishtam vindate yetam anandamayam atman upasankramati iti. Thus, those two lines are quotation from the Taittiriya Upanishad, which is said to be Shruti Vakyam. Shruti Vakyam means what? Quotation from the Upanishad, which is a quotation from the Vedaha. What does he mean? He's explaining. By quoting that mantra, he is explaining, Shankaracharya wants us to understand what is abhayam, what is paraprapthihi. See, paraprapthihi, accomplishment of mokshaha, is really speaking not accomplishment of something, something newly accomplished. Accomplishment of mokshaha is actually accomplishing the already accomplished. Accomplishing the already accomplished means taking ownership of anandaha fullness as one's own essential nature. Every word I'm saying is very important. Taking ownership of anandaha, fullness, as one's own real nature. Why? Anandaha, otherwise meaning fullness or limitlessness, is synonym of the word consciousness. Consciousness, existence, fullness. Three words are the same, mean the same. Therefore, when a person discovers fullness, anandaha, as one's own essential nature, then taking ownership of anandaha, not newly attained, which is already there as one's own nature, claiming the anandaha as one's own self, taking ownership of anandaha, fullness as one's own real nature, is what paraprapti. And this attainment of this moksha is possible. This is what is said to be Swatmani Avasthanam, abundance in one's own self. And that is possible only when a person shifts his identity, shifts his essence cognitively from anatma to atma. The shifting the essence cognitively, intellectually, from anatma to atma means there are many layers. The first, grossest physical body, because the error begins from the physical body only. Erroneous self-perception begins from the physical body. Because we do not mistake anything external to the body as I. I do not mistake the table or chair in front of me as I. Where does the error begin? Error begins from the physical body. Even though our own physical body is as good as a table or chair, but from the error begins only from the body because of its connection to the mind. Therefore, the physical body, first, there is deha abhimanam. Deha abhimanaha, abhimanaha means, deha abhimanaha means identity with the physical body. Deha atma buddhihi, essence in the physical body. And once, when a person analyzes first, this physical body is actually, this physical body is a modified form of food, which is non-different from the total corresponding total gross matter. This gross body is as good as any gross form in this universe. Any perceptible gross form, a physical form, is of the nature of inertness. And this physical body is non-separate from the corresponding total gross matter. Therefore, this happens to be the object of knowledge. So, Atma, the knower, cannot be the known gross physical body. And not only that, this physical body also is not mine. Why? Not only you shift the essence, you also give up the my sense. So, deha abhimana tyagaha is what? Giving up the essence in the body. Then, also giving up the my sense is what? My sense, not only with the physical body, even the external world also. This is mamakara tyagaha. So giving up the identity with the external world is mamakara tyaga. Giving up the identity with the physical body is ahankara tyaga. And you shift the essence from the physical body and seeing the physical body as part of the total gross universe. And then the total gross matter also has to be resolved as mithya, because it has no independent existence. This is called upasankramanam. Upasankramanam means shifting cognitively the essence from the anatma body. And the shifted eye sense now is located in prana, physiological functions. Again, we analyze even all the physiological, we'll be elaborately studying in second chapter. Now, for the sake of this example, I'm just giving you here. Even these physiological functions also, Vyashti Pranaha is also, is non-separate from its corresponding Samashti Pranaha known as Sutratma Hiranyagarbha, and is also object of knowledge. Therefore, eye sense is again shifted from this Pranamayaha to now Manomayaha. And when eye sense is shifted from Pranamayaha to Manomayaha, this Vyashti Pranaha, individual physiological functions, are negated as Mithya. They are resolved in its corresponding total Samashti Pranaha. Then the entire Samashti Pranaha is resolved in Samashti Manaha. And then we see even the Vyashti Manomayaha, individual mind also, is non-separate from its corresponding total mind. Because no, it's very easy to understand. No wave can ever exist independently, enjoying the status of the wave without the ocean being around. Similarly, at the grossest level also, one individual body cannot exist by itself. That is, it is dependent on its corresponding total gross universe. So also individual prana cannot exist by itself. It's dependent on its corresponding total pranas, otherwise known as Sutratma Hiranyagarbha. So also the individual mind cannot exist by itself without this corresponding total mind, which is known as Hiranyagarbha. Again, so also the eye sense is shifted from the Manomaya to Vijnanamaya also. So Manomaya you can take as manifest knowledge. Then, are the vritti, thoughts, emotions. Then you go to Vijnanamayaha. The Vijnanamayaha is actually where the manifestation of eye sense. The mind with the manifest eye sense, the dravyam, sukshma dravyam, the subtle matter, is also what? Vijnanamayaha also is non-separate from its corresponding total Vijnanam, Brahma, which is otherwise known as Mahatattvam. So Mahatattvam, Sutratma, Hiranyagarbha, all three are one and the same. So Hiranyagarbha only. And from there you shift the eye sense from, even from there to Anandamaya. Even Anandamaya also, if you see, Anandamaya is a thing but a mental disposition, a certain degree of mental disposition alone is said to be Anandamaya, and which is possible whenever one forgets oneself, whenever a person engrossed in the enjoyment of any given object, one forgets oneself, this mental disposition is there. In keeping with the degree of vairagyam also, this mental disposition is possible. Therefore, Anandamaya also, which comes and goes. And when a person shifts the eye sense from the Anandamaya also, and what is the source of any degree of pleasure enjoyed, if you see, that is, what cannot be negated as object of experience is the subject, the knower. Knower alone cannot be negated as an object of knowledge. That which cannot be negated as an object of knowledge is the subject of knowledge, which is knower. And that knower, if you see, there is knower cannot be resolved anywhere other than the abstract formless reality, and which is of the nature of knowing, therefore implied by the term knowledge or consciousness. And it is the consciousness which is the substance of the substantive I. I is a thought form. I is a thought form which expressed becomes a word. Thought, manifest knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought expressed is a word. So if you search for the I, there is no corresponding object here for the I. I has to be resolved in knower only. Therefore, the knower, if you search for, there is no knower other than consciousness. This is how the one cognitively gives up the identity, deha abhimanam. So this I sense shifted from body, mind sense complex. Then the I sense cannot be resolved anywhere. Just as you cognitively resolve the wave form in the water, I sense is resolved in consciousness. Then consciousness, you do not attain consciousness there. You do not attain existence there. You do not attain anandaha there. In fact, anandaha is a swarupam of consciousness, being full. Anandaha means being full, fullness. Being fullness, full means being pervasive. And being existent is the swarup of consciousness. Being full is the swarup of consciousness. Therefore, anandaha, existence, consciousness, one and the same. Therefore, when then you claim the anandaha, obtaining in the form of consciousness as the content of I, you take ownership of consciousness, anandaha swarup of I, then naturally deha abhimana goes and jagat abhimana also goes. So giving up the identity with the world is mamakara tyaga. Giving up the identity with the body mind complex is ahankara tyaga. If cognitively when it happens, then it's called jnanam. In the wake of the clear vision of one's own swarupam, being consciousness, existence, fullness. When the ignorance is resolved, one remains oneself. Remaining one's own self without wrong identity is what abidance in one's own self, which is called attainment of infinite end moksha. Okay, so this is what this we are going to see elaborately in second chapter. Don't worry now. This is the example he gives. Okay, he finished. So now please see me now. Shankaracharya finished saying knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha. Because moksha is not attained. Moksha is taking ownership of accomplishing the already accomplished. Discovering one's own swarupam, which is already there in the form of fullness, is moksha. Not attained at all. He finished saying, but now, so he wants to start his commentary upon Taittiriya Upanishad. But now, Pura Mimamsakaha comes. Is it clear? Okay, now next sentence. Now you can write down, next sentence is the objection raised by Purva Mimamsakaha. There are two groups of Purva Mimamsakaha. The Purva Mimamsaka of the first group first comes and expresses his view and contention. Why he has to come? Because he disagrees with Shankaracharya. He disagrees with an Advaitin's vision. Because attainment of knowledge involves difficulty, hardship. And karma, moksha can be effortlessly attained through karma. Knowledge is not required for moksha. Performance of action or rituals, karma itself is enough for moksha. This is his view. Therefore, he comes and tells. And to say how performance of karma itself is enough for mokshaha, for which he has one plan. He has one plan, a scheme, karma scheme. He says, here is my scheme of karma, my plan of karma. If we follow this plan, karma itself is enough to attain moksha. We do not need jnanam at all. So, now in the next line, I think every line I'm taking you carefully, so you're all understanding what I'm saying. Are you all seeing that? Kamya. So, kamya pratishiddhayoho. I'm reading it. I'm breaking and reading, okay? This line is the first Purvapakshi's view. And I already explained to you who is the Purvapakshi. Purvapakshaha means a wing of another view. Purvapakshi is the person who belongs to another wing with a different view. Pakshaha means wing, party. So Purvapakshi is the one who belongs to an opponent's party, opponent's wing, and who raises objection against the present view, any view. And here, Purvamimamsakaha. Purvamimamsakaha means the person, I already explained to you this also, the person who is given to the discipline of the analytical study of karmakandaha, and who keep karmakanda and the contents of karmakanda in a very high pedestal, and who are very committed to karmakandaha. They are known as Purva Mimamsakaha, and he is the Purva Pakshi, the one who comes as an opponent raising an objection. And this is the line. You have to make a note. Purvapakshi's contention begins here. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat. Kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat kama arabdhasyaccha upabhogena chopabhogena. I'm breaking it. Karabdhasyaccha upabhogena kshayat, arabdhasya cha upabhogena kshayat kama nitya anushtanena pratyavaya abhavat ayatnataha eva Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. This is the view. In this one sentence, Shankaracharya really has packed Purvapakshi's view, contention. So what does he say? Swatmani avasthanam mokshaha. He also says the same word. Wordings are the same. For him, swatmani avasthanam, abidance in one's own self is mokshaha. That is fine. What is abidance in one's own self? Not assuming a body without being born again, avoiding the physical body, without being born again, not having a body, is what? Not being born again is abidance in oneself, which is mokshaha. Okay. And how can he escape? How can he avoid being born again? He has a plan. What he says, kamya pratishiddhayoho anarambhat. Very interesting. He says, I told you, remember the three types of karmani. What are they? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Kamya Karmani, and Patishuddha Karmani. Three types of karmani you must know. That's why I told you already. So, non-performance of Nitya Naimittika Karmani will contribute for the production of papam known as Pratyavayaha. Do you remember that? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, if not performed, will produce Pratyavaya Papam, Pratyavaya Doshaha. Therefore, he says, Kamya Karmani performed will produce Punyam. The Kamya Karmani also you know very well. The Kamya Karmani rituals, activities performed, prompted by desires, for fulfillment of desires are known as Kamya Karmani. So performance of Kamya Karmani, apart from fulfilling one's desires, will also produce Punyam. Okay. Then, Pratishiddha Karmani, prohibited actions. Non-performance of prohibited actions also will not produce papam. Therefore, what he says, if I perform Pratishiddha Karmani, they will produce papam. We perform Kamya Karmani, they will produce Punyam. So, what is his plan? Non-performance of Kamya Karmani and non-performance of Pratishiddha Karmani will not produce Punyam and Papam respectively. If I do not perform Kamya Karmani, I can avoid producing Punyam. If I do not perform Pratishiddha Karmani, I can avoid Papam. So, non-performance of Kamya Karmani, non-performance of Prasiddha Karmani will help me have nil Punyam Papam in my account. Is it clear? Then he says, Nitya Anushtanena means by performing the Nitya Naimittika Karmani also, I can avoid Pratyavaya Papam. He says, if I perform Nitya Naimittika Karmani, I can avoid Papam, Pratyavaya Doshaha. If I do not perform Pratishiddha Karmani, I can avoid Papam. If I do not perform Kamya Karmani, I can avoid Punyam. Therefore, I will not have any Punyam or Papam in my account. Is it clear? This is karma scheme, plan. Don't perform Pratishiddha Karmani, avoid Papam. Don't perform Kamya Karmani, avoid Punyam. Perform carefully Nitya Naimittika Karmani, avoid Papam. So only perform Nitya Naimittika Karmani, avoid Papam. Don't perform Kamya Karmani, avoid Punyam. Don't perform Pratishiddha Karmani, avoid Papam. So there will not be any Punyam or Papam in my account. Fine. Now what happens? And Prarabdha Karmani, he says, Kamya Patishiddhayoho Anarambhat. What does it mean? Anarambhat. Non-performance of Kamya Patishiddha Karmani, Arabdhasya cha Upabhogena Kshayat. Arabdha Karma means what? See, Shankaracharya uses the word, anarabdha karma. Shankaracharya does not use the expression sanchitam karma. He uses the word anarabdham karma. Shankaracharya uses the word anarabdham karma for sanchita karma. And arabdha karma means prarabdha karma. Okay, but he says, prarabdhasya, arabdhasya cha upabhogena kshayat. What he says, I can exhaust upabhogena by exhausting, by enjoying the prarabdha karma palam. Upabhoga means by going through, by experiencing the prarabdha karma palam now in this life. Prarabdha karma palam will be exhausted. Kshayat. Kshayat means what? By exhausting the arabdha karma palam, by going through the paths of experience, by going through in this life. So prarabdha karma palam will get exhausted in this life. And in this life, I can avoid accumulating new punya papam. So what happens? That's all. There's no punya papam in my account. Ayatnataha, effortlessly. Ayatnataha eva. Yatnataha, effortfully. Ayatnataha, effortlessly. Then I need not assume body. I need not be born again. And not being born again is what? Abundance in self, which is moksha. Hope you got it. He gives the three things. Please listen. Kamya patishiddayoho anarambat. Okay, anarambha means what? Not beginning to do, which means non-performance. Anarambha means non-performance. And arabdhasya cha upabhogena kshayat. See, arabdha karma palam will get exhausted completely. How? By enjoying in this life. Arabdha karma palam means prarabdha karma palam. Without the prefix he uses. Arabdha karma palam is equal to prarabdha karma palam. Arabdhasya cha upabhogena, by enjoying the arabdha karma palam in this life, kshayat, it will become exhausted. So exhaustion of prarabdha karma palam in this life by enjoying it, prarabdha karma palam will not be there in my account. And having this plan, nitya anushtana means carefully, consciously performing the nitya naimittika karmani. Nitya anushtanena means what? By performing the nitya naimittika karmas regularly, pratyavaya abhavat. Because pratyavayam will be absent. By performing the nityanaimittika karma, pratyavaya dosha will be absent. By exhausting the prarabdha karma palam, enjoying the prarabdha karma palam also will be exhausted. And the non-performance of kamya karma and pratishiddha karma will not produce punyam and papam. Therefore, there will not be any punya papam. So what? I need not be born again to exhaust the punya papam. So the body will not be required. Therefore, without the body, be not being born again, I can abide in my own self, which is moksha. We do not need jnanam. Is it clear? Upabhogaha means enjoyment. Kshayat due to the exhaustion of prarabdha karma palam by going to, by enjoying it. Nitya anushtanena pratyavaya bhavat. Nitya anushtanena means nitya nirmitika karma nam anushtanena by performing nitya nirmitika karmas, pratyavaya dosha becomes absent. Thereby, no pratyavaya papam, no punyam by performing kami karmani, no papam by performing pratishiddha karmani. Therefore, there will not be any punya papam account. Therefore, assumption of a body is not required, won't be possible. So, I can, then self-abidance is possible, which is mokshaha. This is his question. This is his view. Now, Shankaracharya has to give an answer for this. Okay? And before he gives his answer, Shankaracharya himself, it is his own imagination. Okay? Shankaracharya himself presents the Karmakandi's view. First view is clear now. Purva Mimamsaka's view is clear now. Okay. Now, next sentence. Next sentence. The next sentence is the view of a Karmakandi, a second group. The contention of Purvamimamsaka belonging to a second group. Shankaracharya presents. He hasn't answered, okay? Second view. What is the Purvamimamsaka second group saying? He says, Athava or Niratishayayaha. Niratishayaha preetehe swarga shabda vachyayaha karma hetutvat karma bhyayeva mokshaha iti. Chet means if he says, niratishaya preetihi. Niratishaya pritihi means incomparable happiness. Niratishaya pritihi in this context means incomparable happiness. Greatest joy. And greatest joy is the meaning of the word heaven, he says. Swarga shabda vachyam. Swargaha is the word, and what is meant by that word? Vachya means meant. Okay, what is meant by the word swarga is niratishaya pritihi, incomparable happiness. Who says this? Purvamimamsaka belonging to a second group says niratishaya pritihi is equal to niratishayam sukham eva swarga shabdasya artaha, which means swarga shabda vachya. Niratishaya pritihi swarga shabda vachya means incomparable happiness is the meaning of the word swargaha, heaven. Therefore, going to heaven, enjoying the incomparable happiness is possible only if we have abundance of punyam. I'm adding all that, okay? What is heaven? Heaven is incomparable happiness. Heaven is meaning of the word heaven itself is incomparable happiness, and going to heaven, enjoying that happiness is mokshaha, for which you need punyam. And to earn that punyam, you have to perform specific rituals. Therefore, only by performing specific rituals, punyam can be earned. And only with the special punyam, we can go to heaven and enjoy this incomparable happiness in terms of moksha. So, karma hetutvat, what does it mean? Karma hetutvat means karma is the cause. Karma, performance of ritual, is the cause for producing punyam, for the punyam. Punyam, you need punyam to go to heaven. For niratishaya happiness, pritihi, for incomparable joy and happiness, which is mokshaha, one has to go to heaven. To go to heaven, you need punyam. For punyam, karma is the hetuhu, karma hetuhu. Therefore, karma bhyaha eva mokshaha. Therefore, moksha is accomplishable only through karma. Karma bhyaha. Only with the help of karma, only because of karma, moksha can be accomplishable, because moksha is enjoying the heavenly pleasure. And for which karma is the hetu, karma is the cause. Your karma is the means of attaining moksha in the form of enjoyment of pleasure in heaven. This is my view. If I say this, so what? He is asking this question. Chet, iti chet, enral. Is it clear? Now two people of two different groups, that their concept of moksha is different. One person says, not being born again, without not being born again itself is abundance in self, which is mokshaha. In order not to be born again, not to avoid the body, one should not have any punya papam in one's account. If punya papam is not there, one need not be born. Birth itself is for what? For exhausting the punya papam. If punya papam becomes nil, then being born again is not necessary. Therefore, one can avoid the body. And not being born again is abundance in one's own self, which is mokshaha. And how can I exhaust all, how can I become a person of nil account? How can I avoid all the punya papams? I exhaust all the parabdha karma by going through parabdha karma in this life. Arabdhasya upabhogena arabdhasya kshayaha bhavati. Okay, our parabdha karma is over. Then what can I do? Nityasya anushtanena pratyavayaha apratyavayasya abhavaha bhavati. There will be absence of pratyavaya dosha, papam, by performing nitya naimittika karma. So no papam. Kamya patishiddayoho anarambhat. By not performing patishiddha karma, no papam. By not performing kamya karma, no papam, no punyam. By performing the karma, no papam. Therefore, no punyam, no papam, no papam, no punya karma, papam karma in my account. Parabdha is exhausted now. Therefore, body need not be assumed. Therefore, no birth, which is abundance in self. This is the karma plan you have to follow to attain moksha, to abide in oneself, to avoid body. This is what? Why do you need jnanam? This is one person's view. Another person also says what? Why do you need jnanam? You need only karma. Why? Perform specific rituals, earn punyam. With that punyam, for earning punyam, karma is the hetu. கர்மஹேதுத்வாத் புண்ணியஸ்ய. And புண்ணியம் இஸ் நீட் ஃபார் வாட்? டு கோ டு ஹெவன். And going to heaven, what? You can enjoy niratishaya pritihi, enjoy incomparable joy, which is moksha. So karma bhyah eva moksha iti chet. If I say moksha is accomplishable only through karma, knowledge is not required. This is my view, he says. Is it clear? Are you all with me? I can make it more Sanskritized, then it become very nice. But I'm very consciously not doing too much of Sanskritam. Try to avoid. I can make it long into many small sentences and make it very clear also. Let me do it hereafter. Now Shankaracharya comes with his view. Next line, you have to make a note, which is the first Purvimamsaka's view, which is the second Purvimamsaka's view. Now Shankaracharya first begins his answer. He first negates the argument of Purvimamsaka number one. That begins next. And how does he begin? No. He has to say no. With time, please remind me. Lot of confusions. People are going through a lot of confusions. Okay. Na. Do you all see na? I found na. Nyang na particle, isn't it? Na, negative particle, na. Na means what? Na. Karma, he says, na. It is not possible. It is not possible for you to have abundance in self. Abidance in one's own self is not possible for you. Therefore, moksha is not accomplishable for you. Why? Because assumption of a body is inevitable. Why? You cannot easily escape. Why? Even if you perform, you can avoid Pratishiddha karmani, thereby you can avoid the papam, that is fine. But if you perform itivatika karmani, you can avoid the pratyavaya dosha, fine. But kamya karmani, you cannot avoid at all. What Shankaracharya's answer? Nitya naivatika karmani you can perform. So that you can avoid papam, that is fine. Pratishiddha karmani you can avoid, therefore you can avoid papam. By performing, enjoying the prescribed duties, you can avoid pratyavaya papam. By not performing prohibited actions also you can avoid papam. But it is impossible for you to avoid kamya karmani. Is it clear? Why kamya karmani cannot be avoided at all? Because so much I have to explain to you here before I go to the bhashyam. Kamya karmani, the very name tells you what? Karmas prompted by desires. And the desires are not in your control. You are not the creator of your desires. Desires are naturally there in your subconscious. And the desires, maximum you can manage your desires. You cannot undo your desires totally. You can manage your desires by living a life of dharma. You can avoid the actions which are against dharma, that's all. But you cannot completely avoid the kamya karmani. Why? Because you cannot avoid kamya karmani because you cannot avoid the desires. You cannot get rid of the desires. To avoid the kamya karmani, you must be free from the hold of desires. But desires you cannot avoid. Desires you cannot avoid because desires are prompted by what? Actions are prompted by desires. And the desires are caused by apurnata, sense of incompleteness, inadequacy, insufficiency. And apurnata is caused by what? Ignorance. So as long as ignorance is, you cannot help. You cannot help having the sense of incompleteness centered on I, inadequacy centered on I, insufficiency centered on I. As long as sense of incompleteness is, desires will be. As long as desires are maximum, you can manage desires. You can undo your desires totally. And as long as desires are desire prompted actions cannot be given up totally. Again, your biological needs themselves will pressure, which are natural urges, and to eat and appease your hunger and quench your thirst also, you have to do karma. So, totally avoiding the kamya karmani is not possible. Got it? Is it clear? Therefore, totally you cannot avoid the kamya karmani. So once you perform the kamya karmani, they will produce punyam. If it will go again, those to exhaust the punyam, you have to be born again. To be born again, which means there is no moksha. Is it clear? This is first view. And the second content, Shankaracharya, what he says, karma anekatvat. Do you see that? Have you all found second sentence? Yes, na karma anekatvat. Karma anekatvat means due to the innumerability, due to the countlessness of karmas. Karma anekatva means we all have innumerable, countless punya papani accumulated in many janmas. What are the, he says, anekanihi arabdha palani. See, anekani arabdha palani. See, Shankaracharya uses the term arabdha palam for prarabdha karma palam. And anarabdha palani, arabdha palani, anarabdha palani. Anarabdha palani is the word used by him for panchita karma. In Shankaracharya's commentary, anarabdha palam is equal to sanchitam karma. Arabdha karma palam is equal to parabdha karma palam. So, we all have prarabdha karma palani, sanchita karma palani, cha aneka janmantara kritani. Aneka janmantara kritani performed in many different janmas, many different births, not one birth, many different births, performed and earned. Viruddha palani, also results of opposite results. Viruddha palani, karmani sambhavanti. Which means, na, that one word na means completely, totally exhausting all punya papani, all karmas is not possible in one life itself. Total exhaustion of all punya papams is not possible at all in one life. That is the meaning of the word na. Why? Because karma phalani are innumerable, countless varieties of karma phalani we have. And there are many karmani which are anekani, means many. What are they? The karma phalani accumulated from countless innumerable births. Aneka janmantara krutani. And some are only a portion of sanchitam. Sanchitam karma, which alone are available now, ready for fructification. Only a portion of sanchita karmani, which are ready for fructification, which are in the process of fructification, known as arabdha palani. And many other karma palani, which are not yet ready for fructification, known as anarabdha palani. Arabdha palani is equal to the accumulated results of actions performed in many other janmas, which are ready for fructification, are known as arabdha palani. Many results, accumulated results of actions performed in many janmas, many other births, which are not yet ready for fructification, are known as anarabdha palani. Got it? Arabdha palani, anarabdha palani. And this anarabdha palani are still in account, and they will take their own time, and again, and when they come out, in keeping with the anarabdha karma palam, anjita karma palam in account, in keeping with the punya papam, the body will be different, parentage will be different. Again, manusha janma or mriga janma, we do not know. Everything will be different. The time of birth, place of birth, parentage of birth, and body also, type of body, whether a male body or a female body, all these are dependent on the type of karma phalam we have in our account, which have actually anarabdha karma phalani. We have still have accumulated, unexhausted results of actions performed in many janmas, which are not ready for fructification, which are known as anarabdha karma phalani. In our language, sanchita karma phalani. Shankaracharya's language, anarabdha karma phalani. So also, and the results of actions can give what? Also opposite results. So that the jiva can go through both pleasures and pains, desirable and undesirable experiences. Pleasurable and painful experiences. So, viruddha palani karmani sambhavanti. This is what happens. Sambhavanti means what now? This is how karmani are. Ippidithaan seyaludaiya vilaivugal yerpadugindrana. Sambhavanti. So what? It is not possible at all to exhaust all the karma palani in one life itself. So, this Karmakandi very careful. He only talks about the agami karma. He can only avoid the agami karma, he says. And he talks about the paradha karma. He completely forgot the sanchitam karma. Is it clear now? You already understood now. He is not accounting for sanchitam karma phala, sanchita karma phalani. And even now, agami karma phalani also he thinks he can avoid. It is not possible. At present, how can you avoid totally all kamya karmani? It is not possible. Kamya karmani, nobody can avoid it totally. Maybe maximum some karmani you can avoid. Totally, nobody can avoid kamya karmani because diseases cannot be avoided. Why? Because that incompleteness is already there. As long as ignorance is, ignorance cause incompleteness will be, sense of incompleteness will be there. As long as sense of incompleteness in inadequacy will be there, so long will there be desires. As long as desires are, kamya karmani cannot be avoided totally. Therefore, agami karma also cannot be avoided. Agami karmani also cannot be avoided. Sanchita karmani also have to be exhausted. And sanchita karmani also only a portion which is ready for fructification alone can be exhausted as parabdha in this life. But still the karmani which are not yet ready for fructification have been accumulated in many janmas are still there. Therefore, completely, totally exhausting all punya papani in one life itself is impossible. Therefore, avoiding the physical assumption of physical body is impossible. Therefore, abundance in self is impossible. Moksha is not possible through your karma plan. Now, karma anekatvat, due to innumerability of the results of actions. Anekanihi arabdha palani. Anarabdha palani cha. Why? Innumerable results of actions in terms of results which are ready for fructification and which are not yet ready for fructification. Anarabdha palani. Aneka janmantara kritani, which have been accumulated in many other janmas, many births. And viruddha palani, which are going to produce desirable, undesirable, opposite results also. All of them sambhavanti, all of them happen. Therefore, it is not possible to exhaust all the punya papams in one life. So, karma is not a means of the attainment of moksha.
Swamini, can I ask something?
Yeah.
Why the kamya karmas are due to ajnana?
See, you do not know what you are. Therefore, you mistake your body, mind, complex for yourself. Therefore, you think your limitations of body, mind, complex are superimposed upon you. Therefore, you think you are a limited individual. The sense of insecurity, insufficiency, inadequacy, a sense of smallness is centered on I. And as long as this wrong, erroneous notion you have about yourself, I want to become bigger. Even I'm a mortal is also a notion. I'm a mortal is a notion. I'm going to die is a notion. It's all wrong notions. Because of these notions, I'm unhappy is also a notion. That it's not really, you're not, that's not true. So I am unhappy, I am a mortal, etc. are notions. As long as these long notions are there, and there'll be a desire to live long happily. It's a fundamental desire. Because of which there are all other desires. And all of the desires will prompt you to actions. So self-ignorance is the root cause of the desire.
Let's take very simple desires like hunger.
It's all. Any desire is a symptom of the disease of ignorance. I'm not saying having disease is wrong. Here we are analyzing the root cause. What is this phenomenon called desire? Okay. See, Prabhuji, Purusharth Nischaya. I request you to please go and listen to the first 18 talks. Do you have time to listen?
Yes, I will try.
Please. Only first 18 talks, not listen to everything. At least listen to a few talks. We will become a lot of clear and understand. What's the time for my Gita class, Anandji? Sachila, I have time for...
5:15 you start.
5:15.
Okay, I have 15 more minutes.
As you wish.
No, what time? What is the time now?
5:00 is when this class is supposed to end. And then 5:15 is Gita.
I should stop now?
Yes. Give people a break.
I know. I'm going line by line. See, only Adhyasa Bhashyam takes time. Once we enter into the actual text, Bhashyam will move very fast. Now, today just we have seen the view of Karmakandi. Shakadesa answer we were to see. I went to explain the lessons. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. But after Gita class, I'll do Devi Mahatmyam class. Okay? You can go for a break and come back for Devi Mahatmyam class. I'm going to do my Gita class now.